I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Montana's tourism industry. I think you can say it's been through the ringer. You've got COVID, all those restrictions. I think you think about that, and it probably forced some new ways of thinking when it came to our recreation and our tourism industry. I wonder where that will take us. I think that'll be interesting to see. And in fact, those questions are going to be on the table here today as we are live from the Governor's Conference on Tourism. We're going to talk about, we're coming up on a year on this as well. Red Lodge, Fromberg, the Stillwater, Rock Creek. You remember the flooding, right? We had whole hotels and communities cut off there. How does tourism then survive that? How does tourism learn from that? We talk about that today as we are live from the Governor's Conference on Tourism today on Voices of Montana. Tom Schultz alongside with Voices of Montana. Like I said, live from the Delta Colonial here in Helena, Montana, the Governor's Conference on Tourism. Let me kind of back up a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about astrotourism. That'll be later on. Sabree Moore from the Carter County Museum will be with us. Ryan Hanahoe, too. There have been some awards handed out here. The winner of the Tourism Destination of the Year Award, that went to the Yellowstone County region, and Robin Hoover will be along a bit later on, too. Also, Allison Whitmer, the film commissioner, Montana Department of Commerce, will give us an update. And then we have Jan Stoddard here, too. First, though, let me welcome Commerce Director Scott Osterman. Scott, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Tom. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for being here. I very much appreciate that. Okay. I'm curious, as I kind of did the opening here, new ways of thinking about tourism and recreation. Now, I know that the COVID forced that. You look at what happened last year with the floods. I'm a look at the bright side of things there. What has, how has the tourism industry then used that to get better?
It's really interesting, Tom, to see these last 3 years. I mean, you had the COVID year in 2020, which, basically shut down a lot of places. And then all of a sudden in 2021 was sort of the great escape. We had this major spike because no one could go anywhere internationally. Uh-huh. So the closest thing to being someplace that they've never been before seemed to be Montana. And we had our largest visitation year ever in 2021. And then all of a sudden 2022 comes along and there's anticipation that it's going to be another great year. And then we have a flood. And while some areas of the state did well, others, obviously in the Yellowstone Valley, very struggled mightily. And their recovery is still happening.
Yeah.
Because people, they see these images and they think, okay, it's like this everywhere in Montana. And so they cancel their trip to Montana when, in fact, if you look at the land area that was affected, it's maybe 2 or 3% of the entire land area of Montana. So we're trying to rebrand Montana to be able to say, hey, this is a whole huge state. Montana is the size of, and I just heard this in a session, it's the size of Western Europe. So yeah. when people think about traveling to Europe, they're like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to country, right? But you can do that in Montana too. And so
absolutely,
we're trying to redefine what we are and who we are and help businesses throughout the state. And the de-stress, the high stress areas, the gateway communities to Glacier and Yellowstone, but not have them be deselected, right? Mm-hmm. I think you have to de-stress but not deselect. But then also start to work towards all the other assets that we have in Montana. And so we're really excited about a new branding campaign that we have coming out. And
I think I'm seeing evidence of that around here. Is that something you can spill the beans on right now?
It was introduced yesterday. Yeah. So we've been kicking around this idea as to how do we create this real representation of Montana. And, you know, I think there was a tendency in the industry to have many inspirational and aspirational type sceneries and mm-hmm. things like that over the past. But, you know, the reality is that in many of those places in Montana are not accessible to the general public, or, you know, someone's got to really decide, okay, I'm going to backpack 20 miles to go see that spot. Right. That's not the general public. And so we want to make this available, but also make people aware that there's a lot more to Montana, especially in eastern Montana, and the history and all of that. So, and for us in Montana, we enjoy traveling mm-hmm. in Montana.
Yeah.
And so as much as we're trying to, you know, provide, and I'll give you what we're calling it, but provide a new vibe as to who we are and what we are, we're also trying to have that represent Montanans so that Montanans themselves can look at tourism within our own state as a way of you know, really being and part of how we are here. And so what we've come up with as an idea is this thing called this theme that says, "That's how you Montana." And so we verbified Montana to be able to say, you know this is whatever this event or situation or opportunity is that someone can have, it's what Montanans do.
Yeah.
And not what somebody else has, you know, an outside aspirational, inspirational thought about it, but what we do here. And because we recreate responsibly, we do lots of different things, and we want people to understand that because that's how we Montana.
Yeah, I like that. Scott Osterman is with us. He's Montana's Commerce Director. We're here at the Governor's Conference on Tourism. New season starting here as well. What's the anticipation? How are these things that you know, we're talking about and learning and applying? How will they witness those in the new season?
You know, I think what's happening now, obviously, is the world has opened up, so we're seeing that. Tourism is dispersing, obviously, to other parts of the country. You know, all the cities are open again for the most part, and so some of that urban travel and tourism, you know, obviously pulls away from that peak that we had in 2021, and so we're going to see it settling down, I think, a little bit more, and hopefully that gives some relief, because there's been this, you know, this yin yang, if you will, of not having enough bookings on one side for some areas, and on the other side not having enough staff, and so those pressures have been very you know, difficult for our tourism vendors in Montana. And Montana's tourism is our second largest industry, so hopefully some of that can start to balance out, and our messaging can become more localized and more representative of who we are and what we are as a state and as a people.
Yeah, part of this new campaign again, "This is how we Montana." I think I think people, as you witness this, you'll see these things come out in various places. I think you'll appreciate this. So far, it has a very visual appeal already.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. We talk about this new season, and we talk about how things have changed a little bit. How's the tourism industry, the Commerce Department? I think people are recognizing your assessment on that, the full value of tourism in Montana.
There's certain people that will say, you know, and this is true of any community or any area that mm-hmm. where tourism is a large part. There's those people that, you know, honestly don't like to see tourism, right? And I think there's a little bit of that probably in all of us that have grown up here mm-hmm. and appreciate the isolation and some of that. But on the other hand, that's the minor, tiny majority or minority. Mm-hmm. We find that people come here and they experience not just the beauty of what Montana has, but they experience the people here and how welcoming they are and how how the experience, I guess, is not like any other place. Mm. And so Montana is more than just a place. It's a, you know, I think for those of us that have grown up here, it's a state of mind as well. We're tied to the land.
Yeah.
But we're also, in a small enough population we are, we're also tied to the people because people need to help people.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty rugged place. So, you know, that flat tire or that snowbank you need to get pulled out of or something like that is always around. And so that's in the Montana mentality. And we hope that that transfers over to, you know, how we welcome our tourism visitors.
Yeah. Well. What's final question here too? What's this gathering for? What do you want people to get and take away from here?
So, I think this conference is great to get people just sharing ideas. We it's difficult just because of the size of the state to get everyone together, and so once a year, this is a great opportunity to have you know, people from every tribe. People from every corner of the state and everyone come together to start talking about here's the ideas that they have. And there's a lot of exchange of how can we do this? You mentioned astrotourism. You mentioned other types of things that we're trying to, mm-hmm. you know, build here. You know, the Dark Skies Initiative.
Yeah.
Which is not something, I mean, anybody necessarily every day wakes up in the morning going, yeah, what about that Dark Sky Initiative? But we have such beautiful areas where there is no light that allows people to see the sky like they've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. Some of us take that for granted because mm-hmm. we've, you know, grown up with it. But other people, I remember an instance where before I was here, but this was some years ago, I had a person from literally the other side of the world I'd picked up, had never been to Montana, picked up at the airport. He looked up at the sky and he made me stop. And so we pulled off the road and he had never seen anything like that. So we just sat there and he sat in awe. And so something that simple, you know, resonates.
Yeah.
And so we just hope that there are millions of those simple experiences that people can enjoy here.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that story. Yeah. That's really good. And thanks for the work you do too, Scott. I appreciate that.
It's great. And we, you know, it's a privilege to serve Montana. And I love this place and there's no better place to be.
Yeah.
I've been other places. And so I can say that definitively.
yeah.
And I really enjoy, you know, what we've been able to do in commerce. And commerce is not only just about tourism, but it's about building our businesses and letting Montana and helping Montana businesses flourish and create jobs and create a legacy for our kids and our grandkids to be able to stay here in Montana and build our economy. So tourism is a big part of that, as well as the rest.
That's your Commerce Director, Scott Olsterman. We are live at the Governor's Conference on Tourism and back with more as Jan Stoddard will join us next. And we'll talk more with Allison Whitmer, too, the film commissioner, about Montana's film industry. That ahead here on Voices of Montana.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Welcome back. We are live again at the Delta Colonial, Helena, Montana, the Governor's Conference on Tourism. I'm just amazed that it's been that many years, but holy cow, 20-some. And welcome back. Tom Schultz alongside. My appreciation to Scott Olsterman, our Montana Commerce Director. Let's welcome two more here. The Montana Department of Commerce Tourism Program Supervisor, Jan Stoddard. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, busy?
Yeah,
busy
absolutely
time.
Busy. We're here at the annual Montana's Tourism Conference. We've got over 335 people that have come across the state.
Wow.
You know, and they represent every organization from our tourism businesses, our tribal programs, our what we call our destination marketing organizations, people from our agencies. So what a get-together, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of energy here. Allison Whitmer is, Whitmer, the film commissioner, is with us as well. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Lots Beautiful
of,
day out.
Lots of energy here, too, for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Scott was kind of talking about it here too, but what do you get out of this gathering? What you know, there's a lot of talking here, a lot of ideas shared over the years, and you've been here for a number of them as
yes.
well. What comes from this conference that you see? So and so talked about that 2 years ago, and look what they're doing now.
Oh, absolutely. So the conference, we try to put content together that represents new direction. So new strategic direction, like what Scott was talking about, that, you know, it's more than marketing for us and promotion. It's also this integration we're working on, better responsible travel, right, from our visitors, working with, you know, even local communities on trying to figure out how do we get enough employees, right, to maintain that,
That's
the business during the summer, right, or a place for them to stay. So tourism's really growing to incorporate, you know, all these other elements. So we're trying to provide the content, the discussion that gets people aware and working together. So we're bringing together, like, all different kinds of groups. I mean, we have county commissioners here this year, you know, because everyone's understanding that tourism is more, like I said, more than marketing. It's those all those pieces coming together.
Wow. I mean, and that is, I don't know if that's a new look, but it certainly seems like to be a better approach, a real holistic approach to tourism. Allison, I want to ask you, again, it's, you know, you look at the Montana film industry, and it seems like that's taken off. In a lot of ways. Why don't you give us a status update of that?
Sure. We've had a resurgence in what we call big budget filmmaking the past 5 years. Of course, we have four very successful television series that have been based here recently. Yellowstone, of course, is very popular domestic and internationally, and 1883, a period spinoff, 1923, a period spinoff, currently shooting in Butte. And then we also have a murder mystery show based on a series of books by a Wyoming author, and that's Big Sky, and they come and shoot all the aerials here. And then we have independent films scattered across all of Montana.
Yeah, I don't think we know how many independent filmmakers there are in Montana. Jan, why don't you talk about the value then of that, the resurgent, the big budget films you talked about, the film industry. How does Montana leverage that, not, you know, the entire industry? How can they leverage that?
So there's been a lot of work from Allison's group to try and find new film locations, mm-hmm. right? And what we want to do is build that infrastructure across the state. So we've got places to film. So we've got places for those production crews to stay. And a lot of times as we're spreading out into some of those more small rural areas, it gives us the opportunity to build up that infrastructure. And then on the promotion side, right? So, you know, look at Yellowstone, you know. You can get a whole ensemble now, right? That's just Yellowstone. But what we want to do is make sure when people come, they understand the right kind of Montana experience, right? You know, how do you take their image, perception of Yellowstone, and bring that back to how they can have a good experiential visit across Montana and go to the places and have the activities that really align with what our values are, right?
Yeah, yeah. Did you want to comment on that?
Well, we have amazing pie in Montana, and the two pie restaurants that have been featured in Yellowstone, one of them is Ruby's Diner in Missoula.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another one down in Stevensville. They have been selling a lot of pie, so we're going straight to our small businesses. And then it's the things you don't think about. So if I say Miles City, what pops into your mind, right?
Bucking Horse Sale.
Bucking Horse Sale.
Yeah.
Miles City also has an incredible set of baseball fields, mm-hmm. and a gorgeous, in the summer, water lake with all of these recreational activities for children. All right. So we scouted Miles City last year as a possible place to encourage someone who wants to do a baseball film or a kids film in the area. Right. Because we have these incredible amenities that Miles City has been developing over a number of years, which is not the first thing that comes to mind. Because then you can say, oh, I have these kids that play baseball. They're going to end up at the lake, and we're right next to dinosaur digging. Right. So we have all these plot points, right? Like, so we've got the people who want to steal the dinosaurs that the kids have found, and they're going to dunk them in the lake and take them to a baseball game. So you can do this kind of Home Alone kids film, right? We're writing it as we speak. Yeah. Mouse City is a perfect place for that. So we take the ordinary and we just put a different shift into it.
I like that. More on the film industry here too, Jan. What's the next level for, and maybe how it relates to Montana's tourism industry? It seems like we're looking at recreation and tourism to be maybe the top industry in Montana. I know it's challenging agriculture in that regard. Is there another level to get to?
So we know the latest research, in fact, it just came out at this conference, is that outdoor recreation and wildlife viewing are our strongest assets across the state. So then the challenge becomes, you know, how do you direct people to those places where they can have those experiences and access them, right? So they're not getting lost out in the, or getting caught in the gumbo, right? So that's where we work really hard to develop products. So we're going to talk about astrotourism. We have agritourism, which is a whole nother aspect that we're working on, trying to develop that. That how do you have this agricultural experience across Montana in rural areas and in small communities at farms? So looking at how do you put those things together and fit those, and then how do we promote them in the right way? And then, as I said before, when people come here, make sure they're behaving appropriately, right?
Yeah.
They're not driving off trail. And that's, I think, the next step. How do we put those pieces together? Scott talked about moving people out into rural areas. We just need to coordinate with people to make sure there's the right places, right, to go, and they are set up appropriately.
Thank you for that. Robin's going to join us here real soon. Robin Hoover, she's with the Yellowstone County Region, and that was the Tourism Destination of the Year Award. I remember you were talking yesterday as you gave out a film industry award. These communities in Montana that are really, really pitching in. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yes, so we give it a Film Community of the Year Award, and that award went to Butte Silver Bow County for the second year in the row. And Butte put in an incredible amount of community work to work with the production of 1923. We're talking about closing down their main sports arena for 6 months, accommodating 600 extra people in their community, having their restaurants stay open longer, hiring hundreds and hundreds of extras, closing streets, allowing them into buildings, working with their 6,000 building historic district, the largest in the United States. What a way to showcase all of the community work that they have done and built and been working on for many years. And poof, now every week, 12 million people get to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that just, I don't know, it's kind of mind-blowing a little bit, isn't it? It's pretty cool. Let's welcome Robin Hoover here as well. Tom Schultz here. We're alongside. We're at the Delta Colonial. It is the Montana Governor's Conference on Tourism. Jan Stoddard is with us. We also have Allison Whitmer. Jan is with the Montana Department of Commerce. And Robin Hoover. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Congratulations on the recognition, the Tourism Destination of the Year Award for Yellowstone County, Yellowstone Country, I should say. Pardon
me. Thank you.
Sorry. Yeah.
I get that a lot.
I bet. It's a different, it's a totally different thing. It's bigger. But what a challenge that you guys had last year.
We did. But as I said last night, after winning the award for the region, it truly is a team effort. You know, when you have a catastrophe or crisis management, it takes not just one person, it takes the entire region to first address the crisis, you know, and deal with the immediate, and then to move on to the getting accurate information out, and then into recovery mode, which is what we're in now. So
recovery mode. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of talked about it earlier on. I mean, it forced the flooding, but also COVID-19, it forced new thinking.
Yes.
Specifically, what about this flooding? What maybe new thinking has come out of that one?
I think more of an emphasis on remembering that our Montana neighbors are some of our best visitors, and that although we suffered from our non-resident visitation during the flooding and, you know, the few months afterward, Montana pulled together and helped make sure our region stayed viable and vibrant as much as possible. So I think that's a new way of thinking, just thinking closer to home
and not
always out of state.
Yeah, and there must be just a huge appreciation for that fact that Montanans mm-hmm. said, I mean, for me, that's heartwarming, right?
Yeah, oh, goodness. It was so heartwarming for everybody, and especially for our businesses, because, you know, so many of them were on the verge of having to close. And then Montanans started coming and, you know, saying, we support you. So that was wonderful.
What's going on? What's new? What's new season upcoming?
New season. So the park opened to spring visitation last Friday on the 21st. So the entrances.
You just call it the park.
It's the park, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yellowstone National Park. But yeah. To us, it's the park.
It's the park. Yeah.
Yes. And so I did not go down to any of the three entrances, which, of course, the northeast entrance is only open as far as going in and out to Cook City and Silvergate yet, but the north entrance that's open year-round, and then the west entrance that opened on Friday. But I was watching all of their webcams, and
oh yeah,
it looked like, despite the winter weather we have in Yellowstone Country right now, they... You know, looks like people were chomping at the bit to get in the parks.
How, let's see, I got about a minute left here, and Jennifer Drinkwater is with us too, and we'll continue on after a break here shortly. How do you work together with other of the country regions?
So we do a lot of collaboration with both our CVBs and the other regions around mm-hmm. the state. Some examples are our Glaciers to Geysers partnership that we've had with Glacier Country for years, promoting the route between Yellowstone and Glacier and everything you can do in between and in both of the regions. A new one for us that we are just getting underway with four of the tourism regions is what we're calling temporarily until we come up with the best name for it, but the BBB, which is the Breaks to Beartooth to Badlands.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a partnership with Central Montana, Southeast Montana, Yellowstone Country, and Missouri River Country to promote the scenic routes and the communities therein in the more rural areas of each of our regions. So excited about that one. Just getting going with that. And
cool.
We had received a state grant for that. So.
All right. That's Robin Hoover. We also have Allison Whitmer with us, and then Jennifer Drinkwalter will join us in just a bit. We're up against the break, and we'll be back with more from the Governor's Conference on Tourism in just a bit.
Continues right after this.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Two decades strong and working on three, an objective perspective. Yes, welcome again, Voices of Montana. We are live at the Delta Colonial, Helena, Montana, and the Governor's Conference on Tourism. It's been going on 20-plus years, a couple of days here. A lot of Montana's top tourism industry experts are here. We chatted with Scott Osterman a little earlier. He is Montana's Commerce Director. And then also Jan Stoddard stopped by, but still with us. We have got, it's quite a crew, Robin Hoover with Yellowstone Country Region. Robin, thanks again for being here. Still with us is Allison Whitmer. You've got a lot to share, I know, when it comes to Montana's film industry. And so it might have to schedule another time for that, too. Mm-hmm. And welcoming Jennifer Drinkwalter to Montana Tour Volunteer Crew. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here. Appreciate that.
You bet.
This was unknown to me, mm-hmm. and we recognize this year the Tourism Ambassador of the Year Award. I love volunteers. I don't think we get too far in Montana without mm-hmm. our volunteers.
Nope.
But what is this Montana Tour Volunteer Crew?
Montana Tour is a week-long bike tour. It's also the we also have a gravel race and gravel tour in Red Lodge, and then we also have another 24-hour mountain bike ride. But specifically, this crew of volunteers that were recognized at this event are for the bicycle tour in Montana that we choose different towns to visit. This year, we start in Billings. Then we go over to Chief Plenty Coup State Park, over to Bridger, Red Lodge, Absorkey, back to Billings this year. And these are people that come to see Montana by bicycle, and we support them. And this crew that's being recognized last night, or that was that's being recognized, that's the group of volunteers that support the tour for the week. These people volunteer for the week here in Montana and support the cyclists when they're out on the route, at the finish line, the start, food, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, could you do this without this Montana Tour volunteer crew?
No, absolutely not. It wouldn't exist.
Yeah. How many of them are there then?
There's about 35 crew on that tour, and they do everything from drive SAG vans to support the rest stop with the water, to setting up tents at camp, to shuttling. So we have shuttle drivers that take people from camp to their hotels, because people, like in Bridger, Montana, we sell out every hotel and Airbnb possible, because, of course, it's not very large, and so we have to shuttle our folks to those places they stay, and then others stay in camp, and so they need support, and so that's what they do for a week.
That sounds like almost too awesome, doesn't it? It sounds like a ton of fun.
It is actually a lot of fun. I mean, and, you know, then some of the volunteers they select to be up on the Beartooth Pass working when the day the cyclists go up there, and then some of them, you know, they get to kind of choose where they want to work, but then also, like, when we get to Absorkey, some of them will hit the whitewater rafting trips that we're putting the cyclists on, and they'll do that, or they'll go to Tippett Rise with the cyclists. So they get to have fun.
Yeah. Robin, they're talking about Yellowstone Country.
I know, yeah. And I was just sitting here thinking about your earlier question with the how do we collaborate. Well, so we don't just collaborate with our other tourism entities that are funded, but we collaborate with the private sector. So we just gave one of Jennifer's events a grant from our Yellowstone Country grant program. Mm-hmm. So we partner with anybody and everybody that we can fit into the mix. So,
yeah. That grant's got to be pretty important, too.
The grant is important, absolutely. And that's how we're able to do this. We also received a recovery grant for the Montana Department of Commerce, an event recovery grant. So we, Sabani Stillwater steps up to give us money as well to help with the volunteer costs. And so it takes sponsors and partners like Yellowstone Country to make this happen, for sure.
Yeah. Allison Whitmer here as well, Film Commissioner, Montana Department of Commerce. Just comment about, Jennifer Drinkwalter's group there, that spirit of Montana.
Absolutely.
I think that's witnessed here. And I think the film industry, is recognizing that in a lot of ways, too.
Yes, and the type of events that they put together in their regions, when I learn about them, then I can go to my national advertisers, like Trek and the people that make the high-end bicycles and Bicycle Magazine, and say, hey, there's some great stuff happening in Montana. You should come here and do your commercials.
Yeah.
You should come here and profile these people. And then that way we can elevate their work that we're doing. Say, look, Top of the Beartooth Path is incredible. Yellowstone Country will help me get the permit. These guys know how to do the logistics. Let's get you up there. Let's get you the best print ad in the magazine of your choices that you have ever done. And then we can elevate their brand that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're having a little mini tourism conference here now.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah. I was just saying, this is this is like a little conference in itself, but like it's definitely important. We do have a great region to show off, and we have fun doing it.
Yeah. Where do these volunteers come from?
So a lot of them come from Montana. We have a lot in Billings, Missoula, Red Lodge area, of course. But then about the other half of them come from out of state, and they see this as kind of their working vacation to, and then they see different areas. I've got South Carolina. In fact, he's bringing his son and his son's friend this year to help. They're now 17 years old, and so we've got three from South Carolina this year, Tennessee. We've got a lot from California, and they see it as a way to see Montana, and like they get so excited about going whitewater rafting on the Stillwater River. It's just amazing. And actually, when Allison brought up Bicycle Magazine, they were actually honored in an article, the crew, for their efforts in one of the newsletters from Bicycle Magazine just recently, because one of the crew members, and I think it must be the same crew member that nominated us for this award, she sent in an article to Bicycle Magazine, and all of a sudden I was getting contacted by Bicycle Magazine. So,
Are they stoked?
They just get stoked about it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, because sometimes when I'm worn out and I'm tired from all of the work that we put into this, it's that they uplift you.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Thank you for what you do. And thank them for us, too. Okay?
Yes, for sure. I will be passing that along.
Yeah. Jennifer Drinkwalter. We'll chat with you down the road. Robin Hoover as well. Thanks for what you do. Allison Whitmer. Super. We're going to move on, and we'll talk astrotourism next. We'll talk dark skies. There's probably a little dinosaur talk in our future here, too. Back with more. It's From Montana for Montana. Voices of Montana.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Welcome back again. We're 406ing. We're live at the Delta Colonial Hotel, site of this year's Montana Governor's Tourism or Conference on Tourism. Tom Schultz alongside. Thank you again for being here. Cody Ross in studio, our excellent engineer. Appreciation to him as well. Let's get back with it. Sabre Moore is with us now, the executive director of the Carter County Museum. Hello, Sabre.
Hi, Tom. It's great to be here.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate that. And then Ryan Hanahoe, executive director of the Montana Learning Center. How you doing, Ryan?
Hi. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for being here. I'll just start out. What is astrotourism? Is something new?
It's actually something that's old, but we're making it new. So astrotourism is the visitor that comes to Montana, or to anywhere really, to appreciate the night sky. And it's something that's been really popular along the southwest of the United States. And we're thinking that it's time that Montana really took advantage of our dark skies that we have here, especially in rural areas.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah. So, you know, I think of the night sky. You know, Montana's big sky country. You know, what about big sky country after dark? And so, you know, Sabre's working on the Montana Trail to the Stars. And then at the Learning Center, we've got the largest observatory in the state of Montana. And it's just really good to see both of those programs thrive and pick up as we bring tourists to Montana.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us what the Learning Center is?
Yeah. So, you know, we're 10 acres up at Canyon Ferry Lake. We're mainly based in STEM-based programming for kids and teachers. We're one of two NASA partners in the state of Montana. MSU is the other. And then we're home to the largest observatory in the state of Montana.
Did you ever think that you would going to be a vital part of Montana's tourism industry?
You know, I really never thought that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just one thing just kept building on top of another. And then here we are, you know, trying to bring this new area of tourism to Montana.
Sabre, how do we accomplish that goal?
Yes, so I think a lot of it is partnerships. So Ryan and I partner quite a bit on programming both at the Montana Learning Center but also at Carter County Museum, and then helping others learn how to do the programs as well. So we offer a lot of different ones at Medicine Rock State Park, which is a dark sky sanctuary.
Yeah.
An international dark sky sanctuary.
It is, right.
Yeah, and not everybody's an astronomer. So we also offer nighttime hikes, astrophotography classes, and then the Dinosaurs and Dark Skies program, so you can see the fossils that fluoresce under UV light, which is pretty cool, and just ways to connect with people on different levels.
Ryan, what's their experience? Maybe they're new first-time dark skiers.
Yeah. So if they're for us, if they come to our program and experience that, we have a speaker stargazing series where we bring speakers from all over the world in 1 week and a month from June through August.
Oh.
And then we pair it, if the skies are clear, with a star party on our telescopes. And so they get to experience that, but we also do more private events and whatnot. And then we're partnering with, you know, universities in the region to do research experiences with college students too.
We've got the northern skies.
Yeah.
What are they looking at? What do they want to see? Why, when they're looking up to the skies, what do they want to see?
Yeah. So big, bright, powerful objects, you know, things that, you know, just like the Northern Lights the other night. Depends on the time of the year, but, you know, during the wintertime, the Orion Nebula and the Horsehead Nebula, you know, it's just all year long, meteor showers, comets, if we have them, any kind of groupings with the planets, you name it, they love it.
Yeah, we get a lot of requests for the Milky Way. So about 98% of the Earth lives in really overpopulated areas where they can't see the Milky Way. And so they come out to Ekalaka.
90%, I'm sorry.
Yes, isn't that really? Wild?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah, and we can guarantee it. We can guarantee the Milky Way if it's not cloudy at Medicine Rock State Park. It's amazing.
and that's Saber Moore, again, Executive Director, Carter County Museum. Ryan Hanahoe, he's with the Montana Learning Center, Executive Director there. The astrotourism then, are people, you know, what do you think their experience is going to be in terms of they'll go to Medicine Lake State Park and catch it there? Will they go up to the High Line then, or will they go take in some of these other activities? What's the whole astrotourism experience going to be?
Yes, so that's Montana's Trail to the Stars. Right now we have a number of sites, about 49 sites throughout central, northeastern, and southeastern Montana. And if you start off at Medicine Rock State Park down in the very southeastern corner, you can also go all the way up to Brush Lake State Park, which is also on the Trail to the Stars. So it's trailofthestars.com. You can just search Montana Trail to the Stars and find a lot of sites where you're guaranteed these really amazing views in the night sky.
Yeah.
And you know, with our program, we're seeing it more of like a bounce as a central point. So folks coming into the Yellowstone or Glacier as a halfway point here in the Helena area. And, you know, it's great to be able to fly in to Helena and 15, 20 minutes later, you got access to dark skies.
Yeah. And so this Trail to the Stars, then, I mean, if you take a right on it, you're on a dinosaur trail. If you take a left on it, you're on a burger trail. Or if you take, you know, if you're going where I'm going, you're going to get to a brewery trail. I mean, there's a lot of trails in Montana, and it's working, isn't it?
It is. We love our trails here. So whether you're hiking or drinking or just looking up at the night sky, there's something for everybody.
Yeah. What's going on at the Learning Center? What's kind of new, and, you know, how are you guys you know, trying to become more and more involved in this astrotourism industry?
Yeah. So right now we're working with Discover and Astronomy Magazines to really promote our brand. And then we're also working with the state of Montana to increase our telescopes offerings because, you know, you use different tools for different things in astronomy. And so we're not only going after doing the visual experience, but we're also doing photographic too. So I'm seeing in the future we'll probably offer weekend or week-long photography workshops for people interested in photographing the night sky. It's just, you know, from first grade all the way up through adulthood.
Yeah. I bet you want to get the kids out there, or the young students, I should say. I'm going to just pivot a little bit here, too, because I know at Carter County Museum, you have some real nice dinosaur exhibits as well. Give us a status update there.
Yes, absolutely. So the Carter County Museum was the first county museum in the state of Montana, but also the first museum to display dinosaurs. So we've been doing this for about 90 years now, which is pretty cool. And we, exactly, yeah, so we just got a grant from the Montana Office of Tourism for what's called the Big Sky Seaway, and we're putting together an entire wall of skulls from the Western Interior Seaway, so about 75 million years ago. There's fish, there's marine reptiles, there's ammonites, just really being able to see what Montana looked like when it had beachfront property and then was underwater for about a 30-million-year stretch is pretty awesome.
Yeah, you got to get to Ekalaka for that, though.
Yes, you do. Yeah, it's a destination.
It is. It's really cool, yeah. Where is I guess I'm out of time. Where would you go watch the dark sky, Ryan?
Well, I'd watch it at our facility.
Yeah, of course you would. Yeah.
But no, there's nothing like, you know, going to a place like Carter County and seeing their night sky. Because we take our dinosaur campers there where we, you know, work with paleontologists to dig up dinosaurs. And that's really the darkest sky I've ever seen.
I'm looking for. I think I call it Medicine Lake, but it's Medicine Rocks. I'm looking forward to getting there myself. International dark sky. So, Saber Moore, thank you so much. And Ryan Hanahoe, appreciate that as well. My thanks to Bernadette Jensen for being here, Anastasia Burton as well with the Department of Commerce, and to all who showed up. And that will do it. Again, get out there. The new season's begun. Recreate responsibly. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.